The Washington State trooper who died in the line of duty this year is going to be honored on a float in next month's Tournament of Roses parade. Trooper Tony Radulescu donated his corneas to restore the sight of not one, but two people. And today, in Tukwila, Trooper Tony's friends and family are building his fluorograph. Monty Montoya heads the organization Sight Life, joins us now on the Como Newsline. Did you know Trooper Tony, or did you become acquainted with the family later?
Became acquainted with Trooper Tony's family after he donated, and through the process of hearing about his story, like many of us did through the news earlier this year.
And it was a wonderful gift that he left behind as well.
It really was a wonderful gift. And Trooper Tony, as has been mentioned, has given the sight, the gift of sight, to two people who were previously blind. One of those people, Trooper Tony's partner, Gina, was able to meet 2 weeks ago down in California. It's truly a wonderful event to see a Trooper Tony's gift in real life and benefiting someone with the gift of sight.
Now, volunteers are coming today to build a fluorograph. For those of us who don't know what that is, can you explain?
Sure. Today we'll be putting the finishing touches on this fluorograph, which is basically a picture of Trooper Tony that is created out of organic material that will be put onto the Donate Life Rose Parade float, which is titled Journeys of the Heart. And this float that will be in the Rose Parade along with the other floats. And it represents the highs and lows of life experienced by donor families and the recipients.
Have about 30 seconds left. If folks would like to come by and see this fluorograph today and to donate something, where should they come and when?
Really, the best way to follow the journey that Trooper Tony's partner Gina will go through is by following us on Facebook, and that's actually www.facebook.com/fromneweyes.com. And by following Gina, you'll be able to see pictures of today's event along with the decorating and building of the float around New Year's Eve. And so that's probably the best way for people to follow along.
Well, it sounds wonderful. And Monty, we appreciate you coming on with us and honoring Trooper Tony.